goodness. Let me just move these things around here so you can hear me. So you can hear me out there in the ether. Hey, people. Hey, party people. It is just that time. 4:04. It's Ag Riot Happy Hour. This is Ag Riot. This is the Hag Rioting with all the good ones. I'm gonna have a little hag spawn coming by, as in my rad daughter. So riot girl. A little riot girl from Mikasa. Hey, how's everybody doing out there? It's been like a nice kind of sleepy day here. There's a really beautiful market going on out front. You hear me talk about that a lot, but I should, because it's all this wonderful local farm stuff, local vendors with really wonderful food. There's music, and my favorite is this fella with these beautiful flowers that's right out front the window where I'm at here. And, you know, what more can you ask for? Just a beautiful bunch of flowers, a lovely day, kind of cool from the rain. So anyways, what more you could ask for is the end of this freaking madness that's taken over our government. And on that note, a little bit later, spoiler, no spoiler alert, this is just to pique your interest and keep you excited, because I'm going to be playing... I'm going to be playing The Government, the band, the punk band, the local Bay Area punk band. My pal Ian plays guitar for them, and he can really fucking shred. And I got, he shared some of their music with me. And so I brought that with me today. And so we're going to be spinning some records. That was Sonic Youth, none other than Kim Gordon. And also I indulged like a hag gone wild on Sunday at the record store Stranded over on Valencia. And I've never bought so many records at once in my life in one go. And it was thrilling. I'm still exhilarated, and I just brought that bag of vinyl right over here to share with y'all. I got some real goodies in there, and I also got some other local music that is also extraordinary. I'm going to be rolling my pal Chastoni. Has a dynamite band called The Pranks, and they have a show coming up on Saturday at the Knockout that you should totally check. The Knockout is rad, and Chastoni is rad. If you like that kind of psychedelic fuzz pedal rock shredding, really catchy, this shit's for you. This shit's for anybody, really. They really cook, and I love it. So what else? Oh, and I got Conceptualizer with a K. And actually, I might be playing Synthesizer and Moog Theremin in some samples in that loop, looping on some of the tracks in there. My pal Don Porcella and my other pal Patrick Dintano, and then my sweetheart Emmett. He and I play make noise in 8-bit hex sometimes. I will not be playing that because I feel like that might be... Well, I'll let someone else play it. How's that? But Conceptualizer, they call it sound collage. And they just like record and roll and record and roll, in like almost like kneading dough, you know, from each track. Anyways, you know, that's quite enough for me. But also, you know what? This is about me too. This is all about me, you guys. I'm just kidding. It's about all of us. The next band I'm going to play, actually, Ian of the Government and I were talking the other day about how fucking great this band is, because I just picked up a record of theirs. But The Replacements, I love The Replacements, and you know, hail from Minneapolis, and so shout out to the fantastic musicians up there. And we're gonna get at it with The Replacements here in a moment, so strap on in. or get on out there, whatever it is you want to do. But right now, I'm going to cook some replacements on the decks. Stick around, Radio Valencia, High Riot Happy Hour, replacements coming to a broadcast near you after a little segue of Sonic Youth.
The Valley of the Dolls. It's a brutal climb to reach that peak. You stand there, waiting for the rush of exhilaration, but it doesn't come. You're alone. And the feeling of loneliness is overpowering. First step the day I left New England and headed for New York. It wasn't easy to leave that wonderful old house. I wanted a marriage like Mom and Dad's, but not yet. First, I wanted new experiences, new faces, new surroundings. Lawrenceville would be there forever.
How old am I?
You're wondering what the hell you're listening to now. I want to tell you, I'm here as your surreal tour guide on this pseudo whiplashy journey we're on. That is the score to Valley of the Dolls, score or soundtrack, whatever. But it's pretty peculiar. I kind of get a kick out of mashing it up with The Replacements, a little doubleheader of The Replacements. Feel like it's sandwiched Unsatisfied, the track Unsatisfied, pretty well. Okay, so Hagrai Happy Hour here, cooking along nicely. So that was Sonic Youth. Sonic Youth and freaking Replacements, beautiful live at CBGB's recorded album from 1978, and Valley of the Dolls score. Who knew? All right, okay. So we're gonna skip on over to something that's gonna contrast pretty great. And so I'm just going to get on with it. We're just going to get on with it, and I'm going to get out of my own way here, and I'm going to get out of your way. And here up next on our tour is a little Led Zeppelin.
We'll be right back.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. This must be the John Cage part of the Valley of the Dolls soundtrack, because I'm not hearing shit. Kind of cracking up about that. Let's see. What's, oh my God, that's so funny. I swear to God, you guys, the record is going. Well, this must have been the part where they were passed out on pills. Isn't that most of the movie? God, that's been a long time. I remember a long time ago, actually, not as long ago as Valley of the Dolls was a thing. Yeah, I'm actually super, like, what the hell is going on with this record? Okay. You know what, you guys don't need my my play-by-play of the empty sound. You can hear. We're hearing the same thing. Nothing. Actually, we're hearing the market a little bit, which is kind of nice. But I remember actually a long time ago, in a land far, far away, actually Phoenix, Arizona, there was this hotel, this kind of crazy party hotel that I had some wild nights at. We're not going to tell those stories, but what they did, like every now and then, is they had the whole hotel turn into art installations in all of the rooms, and so it wasn't, and it wasn't like an art fair, like the Felix Art Fair at the Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles, West Hollywood, which is cool and everything, but also like a hella claustrophobic affair. Art fairs aren't really my jam, anyways, but that's not what we're talking about. So they would do installations in each hotel room, and there was a gal that I knew then who did this whole Valley of the Dolls installation with her girlfriends, and they were just like lounging around and restaging that, and oh, that was kind of cool. Anyways, all right, so Valley of the Dolls, the John Cage special edition of, and sounds a whole lot like someone zonked out on the bed, huh? Anyways, moving along, I'm pretty excited about this next record here. But what we just had was Ed's Dead from The Government, brought to you by San Francisco. The Government is a punk band you can catch around here. And when you're feeling righteous, indignant rage at the fascist government that be, just pull up The Government, the band, on Bandcamp. Give a listen. You can even get their EP for whatever you want to pay. I paid $6.66. All right. So next up, we've got... and we had When the Levee Breaks, of course, from none other than Led Zeppelin. So let me see what the hell's going on with the tables over here. In the meantime, I'm going to give you all a little witch. Witch. Here we go. And let me just see if I can fix what ails me. How's that? Stop. Well, sounds like the problem was solved with the music. That was Stop the Rot from Witch. Love Witch. WITCH. And so now it's time to turn our attention to the tables. But first, you're listening to Hag Rye Happy Hour at Radio Valencia. And as promised, I got a Hag Junior, a Hag in training, Luke John. Here, maybe I can get you on the mic over here.
Yeah.
Here, and just do me a favor. Come on.
Look alive.
Here we go. Why don't you put some headphones on here and just careful with that. Yeah. Yeah. Y'all, you had to meet a very special person. Hang on one second here. I need to just make sure. Here, tell me when you, give me a thumbs up when you can hear. Yes. Can you hear in the mic or in the headphones? No. Okay. How about now? Yeah? Okay, great. And then let's get a... I should be able to hear you from that if you want to stand close to it here.
Hello.
Hey. Awesome. Oh.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. It's so good to have your voice here on the airwaves.
Thank you.
Folks, this is my progeny.
Hey y'all.
That's my progeny. And my progeny writes and makes music and knows how to record it as well. And so
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, and me progeny shopping in the lovely farmer's market out there. Any highlights?
Big ass avocado.
And
some really gorgeous stone fruit. I couldn't find the gluten-free pies, but you know what? I feel like I won today.
Yeah.
So, hey man, a win is a win.
I know where those gluten-free pies are. Do you know? You don't know?
They don't have to stand there.
They don't?
No.
What the hell?
What the fuck?
Okay, well, you know what?
Pardon my French.
It's okay. This is...
Actually, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, there's no apology needed. No, you don't need to be pardoned. No pardon needed. I'm going to go flip some tables.
Can I join you?
Maybe. But first, we're going to play a song. We're going to play... I'm going to flip the tables. I'm going to flip over to the turntables and put on a record, y'all, that I am pretty fucking excited about. And it's actually a really beautiful... Like, physically, it's a beautiful record as well. You know, if that matters to you, they got it going on here. There's some nice cutout text. But Goat, just like Witch, all caps. That is all caps because they fucking mean it. And so we're going to roll over to some Goat and just drop in and you're going to love it. You're listening to Hag Rye Happy Hour, Radio Valencia, where we do whatever we want. And I got a sidekick here that's going to reinforce it. Don't try anything. How's that?
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
can't see what she sees in a man like me, but she says she loves me.
Am I listening to? Once again, I'm here to help you. I'm your tour guide. Hey, babe. Would you mind getting that door so those weirdo flies don't come in again? You know those kind of drunk-like flies that roll around all lazy, like in downtown Los Angeles? They'll, like, get into the entryway or something, and they're just kind of, like, they're not really flying and moving too hard, but for whatever reason they're harder to kill. That's a metaphor for something. Anyways, I love to leave the door open when the festival's going, but the market, but then these fucking flies come in, and harsh is my mellow. Okay, what you're hearing is the score to The Drowning of Lucy Hamilton with none other than, you just set him down. It doesn't matter. It was none other than Lydia Lunch. Lydia fucking Lunch. Badass. And Lucy Hamilton. And it's kind of wild. On that note. We're going to kick over to the pranks. And this will cook. We're gonna kick in as the melody. Yeah.
I'll tell you about when I'm gonna sing a song.
what you're listening to there. It's a really exciting thing. I'm going to let it play a tiny bit more in the back there. Oh, it's so good. That's America Is Waiting off of the album My Life in the Bush of Ghosts from Brian Eno and David Byrne. And it is like kind of groundbreaking with its with the sampling. I feel like this is from 1983. Let's see. Let's check my my recollection. No, this is not from 1983. It's from 2006. Well, I was pregnant that year, so this is someone else's fault that I don't remember. It's whoever inseminated me. All right. Hey, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're listening to High Gray Happy Hour at Radio Valencia, where every day is a gift, and every moment, who knows what's going to happen, what song I'm going to put on next. And I mean, I do, like, have a little bit of an idea when I get here just by the records I brought with me. But I will confess, I just grab them, and I don't super have an idea of any of the songs. I like to think that there's a bit of a metronome in my gut and a little bit of a sonic wayfinder somewhere in the caverns of the hag. So, but I do know what I'm playing next right now, so I'll share that with you. But first, let's roll it back. So that was Brian Eno and David Byrne, America Is Waiting, preceded by Vacation by the Go-Go's, Love of the Go-Go's, and preceded by a little more of Brian Eno and David Byrne. It was part of Mea Culpa from the same record. And, well,